We are on Daf Yutes Hamed Aleph, more or less after the first third of the Omid. Omar Rav Hune, Omar Rav Asi. If one looks in the Tosfos of Ramaschal, Rav Hune, Omar Rav Asi, so in the Gemara it's around four lines after that Dibur HaMaschol. Omar Rav Hune, Omar Rav Asi, Machloikes, the Machloikes we had in the Mishnah, Machloikes between the Tanakame and Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda, if you have to be Mishaya, Achut al Pnei Kuloi, Achut al Pnei Ruboi, so Omar Rav Hune Amar Rav Asi, Machloikes b'sheshochat shnei shlish. Machloikes is speaking about that he was sheichet 2/3 of the tabas hagdoila, v'higrim shlish, and then he went out of the tabas hagdoila, went into the kaiva. The Rabbanan sovri kulo shchita v'inen b'tabas hagdoila. Rabbanan hold that the whole shchita has to be done b'tabas gedoyla. And since the chelek ha'achin of the shchita was out of the mokim ataboyis, not the mokim shchita, it passes. V'rabi Yosi v'rabi Yehuda sovar ruboy kekuloy. If a person made roiv of the shchita b'mokim shchita, so the shchita is nigma already behersher. That what he's going further, and it was higrim shalei b'mokim shchita, that's after the ma'ase shchita, he's higrim b'bosor shchuta, the shchita is done and over with already. That is the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Avol higrim shlish, but what will be the din if the first shlish was chutz l'mokim shchita? The first shlish, let's say, was in the kaiva. V'shachat shnei shlish. And then, later, he went into the mokim shchit, into the tabas ha'gdoyle, and he was shoychet shnei shlish. Divrei hakel psulo. Then everyone will agree, afilo Rav Yosi v'Rav Yehuda will agree, that it's a posel shchit. V'chi nafke chiyuso. Because we need that the chiyus of the behemah should go out, be'inin ruba b'shchita. We need that the chiyus of the behemah, that means b'shchitas roiv, b'shchitas roiv asimin. That's how the chiyus goes out. The chiyus goes out through the shchita of roiv asimin. So, Memela, we need that the chiyus that goes out has to be from Roiv HaSimen. If a chelek of the chiyus, if it was higrim, and then Ushachat Shnei Shlishi, so by the gemar of the second shlish, the behemah is dead already. It's geshochten, it's not for chiyus. But the chiyus of the behemah was nafke, not through a ma'ase shchita, and not through a mokim shchita. It was half through a ma'ase shchita and a mokim shchita, and a half from not a ma'ase shchita and a mokim shchita, because the first half was higrim. So here, everyone agrees that it's possible. Let us see Rashi. Machloikes de Rabbonon ve Rabbi Yosi, b'sheshochat tchile b'seich tabas shnei shlishi agergeres. He first shechted in the tabas 2/3. Tahainu meloi hachut shel rubo. That means he left over a chut ha'sayro on the roiv of the tabas. So, then achakach higrim shlisha ache, and then he went out of the mokim shchita and he went into the kaiva. So there we have a machloikes, the Rabbonon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbonon hold, kulo shchita beinon betabas agdoilo. Now Rashi wants to say, betabas agdoilo is lav davki nire betabas agdoilo, kloima bemokim aroile shchita. V'cholshkein lemata imena zicha mokim shchita. That means al kaponim, this is the uppermost chelik, you can make a mokim shchita. If you were miniach a maloi chut, but al kaponim, it can zicha go down. Al kaponim, the rabbonon hold that the whole shchita, the whole maise shchita, the whole mokim shchita has to be b'mokim shchita. So if it was higrim acharuboy, it's possible because the complete shchita was not done the mokim shchita. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it is not necessary that the complete shchita should be the mokim shchita. I say rubo kekuloi v'gamro lo shchita berubo. As soon as he shechted roiv of the tabas, so the shechita ended already. Umikan ve'elech, whatever he's doing now, after the shechita of roiv of the tabas, is mechatech bebosa shechuta ba'almo. He's only being mechatech. I mean, it's a geshocht in the behem already. So what he is doing now is irrelevant. He's going into Bosa Shchute. He's mechatech be Bosa Shchute. The Maisa Shchita was nigmar after the chitoch of Reuv of the Tabas. Avo. But Rav Hune Amar Ravasi said, but what will be Avo Higrim Shlish? So the first third was Shaloi Bemokim Shchita. Vishochat Roiv Achrein Bemokim Shchita. And the Roiv Achrein was Bemokim Shchita Psula. Afilu L'Rabbi Yossi. V'yitzias Chiyusa Shal Behema B'Roiv Simenu. The chiyus of the behemoth goes out when roiv of the simen is severed, is cut. Uchshenechtach roiv ha-simen. If roiv of the simen, roiv of the corner was cut, loinechtach oisoy ha-roiv b'shrite. The roiv was not nechtach b'shrite. Ba'inen, and we need ruba Bishchita, Kloima, not Ruba Bishchita, Kloima, Ahu Ruba, this Roiv, the Mapik Chiyusa, the Roiv that takes away the Chiyus of the Behemem, Roiv of the, when Roiv of the Simen is Nishchat, so the Chiyus of the Behemem is leaves the behemah. So this roiv that is taking away the chiyus of the behemah, beinam b'shchita, it has to be that the chiyus, that the yitzias achiyus came out through shchita. And if it was higrim shlish, v'shochat shnei shlishi, so the chiyus came out Mitziruf from the Hagrome, the first shlish, and the Shrita, the second shlish. So Memele, so that's Apostle of Shrita, that everyone agrees that it's no good. That is what Rav Huna Omar Ravasi said. Omar Lei Rav Chisde, so Rav Chisde told him, Adarabe, Leime mar ipre. You should say the exact opposite. You should say as follows. That's the machloikes. Machloikes. Kshe higrim shlish. v'shochat shnei shlish. The machloikis is hafke, in this case is a machloikis. Shehigrim shlish v'shochat shnei shlish. The Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yehuda Sova, midi dahave achatzi kone pogu, the Rabbonon hosom mokim shchite, hocho lav mokim shchite. Now, before we go further, let us see what Harashi explained this Gemara. Rav Chisda said, in this case, that Higrim Shlish v'shochat Shlish. So there, here we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds be'inon ruba, no, midi dahava achatzi kone poko. The Omar lekamon, the Gemara says later, what if before the Shchita, half of the kone was pogemeyeluk? That means half of the kone was split. Now, half of the kone split is no problem whatsoever. Treifes hakone is dafke. Half of the kone has to be split. So half of the kone was split, not through a maisa shchita. It was so, it was so. Half of the kone was split. So, Basher Husham, half of the kona was split, it's a kosher behemoth, it's not treif, it's garnish. And it's gonna live, half of the kona is garnish mekonish. He drove of the kona in order to be matrib. Now, the sheikhet went, and he shechted a mashu afterwards. So the din is it's kosher. So, now, between you and me, we will ask a veterinarian, I mean, the chius comes out, betziruf, that from that roiv of the kone is posuach. How much, but you see, but this is enough in a din, that if half of the kone was pogum, and the sheichet was sheichet a mashehu more, it's kosher. So we see from this amoyre de kizach, that the Maise Shchita is no halacha in the world that the Maise Shchita has to take out the Holchias. Because here we see it didn't take out the Holchias. The Chias between you and me was Nifka, it started coming out to that was Nifka Mchetzia, but the Gemara Chias came out with the Mashu that he was Shechet. But for Pekin, it's good. So we see there's no halacha that all the chiyus has to come out through a ma'ase shchita. It's not true. The gmar chiyus has to come out through a ma'ase shchita. That's what we see over here.
So therefore, Rav Chisda tained that how could you say that it's no good? How could you say it's no good? According to everyone, if it's Higrim Shlish, V'shochet shnei shlish, it's no good. The higrim shlish is not worse than nivgam chetshe. V'hai hagrome demiyute nami kipgima ba'almahu. It's not worse than a pgime. V'chi moisif olei v'shochet rube. So now, if he was moisif in shochet rube, so it won't become possible. So that means, according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chisda Tainet, if it was Higrim Shlish, and Shochat Shnei Shlishi, so Zichr should be good. Umiyu Hoche B'Toisves
kol shehu loisagile, v'loi mitztarve hagrome lachshure l'shchite hoyel v'lav mokem shchite hu. Now, Rashi goes into a very delicate chilek over here. Rav Chisda compared Higrim Shlish to Nivgam Chetshoy, Nivgam the Chatsi Kone Pogim, Vahisim Olof Kosho. So from there we see Amor de Kechidish, that the Gmar Yitzias HaNefesh Ayyidei Shchita is Machshion, to take out the whole Nefesh through Shchita. The Makib Bepatish that takes out the Nefesh, that's the Maise Shchita. That's sufficient. You don't need a Maise Shchita. The whole Maise Shchita has to be Maitzi, the whole Nefesh. The Gmar Yitzias HaNefesh has to be through a Maise Shchita. And Rav Chisda compared this to Higrim Shlish, Vishocha Shlish, that's... But here the Gemara says that you need Shnei Shlishi. Why do you need Shnei Shlishi? That is the problem over here. The Loshna of Chiz is Adrabe. Achloikesh Higrim Shlish, Vishocha Shnei Shlish. Why do you need Shnei Shlish if you're comparing Higrim Shlish to Pogam, Chatsi, Kone, Pogum, so all you need is a mashu. So a kaponim, higrim, shlish, v'shocha shlish should be enough. Why do you need shnei shlish? This is, another Rishayim Taka hold like that, the Gemara's love that. But Rashi does not learn like that. So Memela, now we have to understand, so what's pshat over here? So here Rashi says a shtiktei. Umiyu hoche betoisvis koshu leisagile. Stamazai to be moisif and the hagrome bemokim shchite, in that the neshama will be, the nefesh will be nifka. The nefesh will nifka to this aisof leisagile. The lay mitstalfe hagrome laachshure leshchite. Hoyel the love mocking shchitehu. So now Rashi seems to be saying that there are two aloches. There's one aloche of the maise shchite. There's a din, the maise shchite only has to be moitzi the nefesh of the behemoth. And therefore, if a mashu will be moitzi the nefesh of the behemoth, that is sufficient. That's a din in the Maise Shchita. But there's another halacha that the simen has to be nishchat b'mokim shchita. That's another thing. Now, by pogum chetzyoy, and he was shoychet amashu, so roiv of the simen b'mokim shchita was nechtach. It wasn't nechtach to shchita, but that's irrelevant. A b'roiv of the simen was nechtach b'mokim shchita. That's another t'nai in the matter of shchita. That's another t'nai in the matter of shchita. That roiv of the simen b'mokim shchita has to be nechtach. So chatzi kone pogum, and he was moisev, but everything was b'mokim shchita. So you have everything over here. You have a maise shchita, that through this maise shchita, through the maise shchita of a mashu, through the maise shchita of the mashu, it was moisi the nefesh of the behemoth. And you also have roiv of the mokim shchita was nishchat. It was a nishchat, but kaponim it's chotuch. It's chatzi kone pogum, and then it was meisef v'yevrog. Ma she'en kein higrim shlish v'shochat shlish. So memele, so here you only have a shlish of the
Makim Shchita was Nechtach. The first Shlish was Shaloi B'Makim Shchita. So Memele, so this is a second Halacha, that you need Rav of the Simen B'Makim Shchita has to be Chatoch. And here you don't have this. This is what Rashi says. Perhaps, well, let's just go a little further, and then we'll come back to this. Verabono. And so, about Kaponim, this is sufficient. Now, but Al Kaponim, we have here Amir de Kechidish, which Abul Chanan is Ma'ira. We have to understand that Higrim Shlish Vishochat Shlish, what's now? Now the payment is dead already. But it's not kosher. It's not kosher because it's not b'makim shchita. You have to go another shlish. Now you have b'makim shchita. But the behem is what does this help already? It's lachar ha'maisa shein. The behem is not alive anymore. It's the. How does this help? Abul Chanan is ma'ira this. So perhaps you could say that you need al kaponim mitnoye hashchita. You need that you have to have b'mokem shchita. It should be roi that even though b'poyo leinofik chiyuse b'mokem shchita, aval al kaponim roi sheyofik chiyusei beinen. We need that in the mokim shchita it should be roi sheyofik chiyusei. That means bepoil it didn't go out, but you need it's roi. That means I have to have such a chtach bemokim shchita that as this chtach the chiyus could have gone out from this chtach. I bepoil it went out before. That's irrelevant. Or maybe the stamazaya aloche that you need roiv hakone b'tzavo has to be pasuach. There's such a aloche in the matter of shchita. I mean, we saw before according to the chachamim that it was shochat shnei shlish v'higrim shlish. So we see that agroma pasels. Either Baim is geschochten already, and that's a svar of Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda. Baim stois is a svar of the Chachamim, but since I was goyma no good, so it seems the matter of shchita works after nofak, the nefesh of the Baim. We see according to the Chachamim, that shochat shnei shlishi vehigrim is no good. Rabbi Yossi Bira says it's lach ha-maisa already. The Chachamim said, no, since you were goyma the shchita, so we have Allah HaLamayish Mishinai that the shchita has to be Mamakim shchita, and if you went out, it's Mekalko. But why should it be Mekalko? But why is the matter of shchita works afilu after Nafak the nefesh of the behemoth? So Memele, so Lechayre, this is what Rashi is saying, there's a second Allah. There's Allah, the Maisa Shchita only, you need that, the Nafak Nishmose, what you need a Maisa Shchita is that Nafak Nishmose, the Nafshoi through a Maisa Shchita. But there's another Allah that you need Rav of the Simen, but B'makim Shchita should be Pasuach. So that's why, as the second Allah, you need that the rov of the simen b'mokim shchita should be pasuach. That's why. So by chatzi kone pogum, you have rov of the simen is pasuach. Because the chatzi kone is also b'mokim shchita. But over here by higrim shlish, you have to cut shnei shlishi, that rov of the simen should be pasuach. Either it's tamazei aloche, or you need that al kaponim, it should be roi, that the nefesh should be able to go out from roi of the simen, even though the poila didn't go out. This is the svare of Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon hold in such a case, Hosam, that is a Ahu Pagam, B'mokem Shchito. The case of Pogam, Ashayhoi Chatsi Kone Pogum, so there the Pagam was B'mokem Shchito, B'kivin Dein Tarfes B'kone Achati Posek Rubem, since there's no Tarfes till Roiv of the Simen becomes Nifsak, and we know the Tarfes, Avin lo kemishalei nifkemo. So this pagam is like mal leimeret, because it's like a blemish. It's not matter. Af al gav dechinafkelei chiyusom lav kulei rube b'shchita nafak. But when the chiyus went out, so the chiyus did not go out through a maiser shchita. The chiyus went out through nivgam chetzio and the shochat mashu. Miu b'mokayim shchita miya nafke kulei chiyuse. But the chiyus went out from a mokayim shchita. That means it was living, kozman, it was chatzi kone pogum. And then, when he was moisif on the pagam, and now the chiyus went out, from a mokim shchita. Mi be mokim shchita nafke kula chiyusa. Not through a maisa shchita, but from a mokim shchita. Avol hagrome, but the chachome mold, but if he made hagrome, lav shchita hu. Velav mokim shchita hu. It wasn't a maisa shchita. It's not a mokim shchita. Vechinavke chiyuso b'roiv horishen shel semen. So now, when he is shoychet higrim shlish and shochat shnei shlishi, so now the chiyus comes out from the b'roiv horishen shel semen, the first roiv. That means that the higrim shlish v'shochat shlish. So the chiyus comes out the psula nofak. V'sheloi b'mokim shchita havoi palgo the mepek chiyuse. The chiyus comes out from half is a mokim shchita and half is not a mokim shchita. So there we have a machloikes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudin the Rabbona. That what the Rabbonon say. This is what Rav Chisda is saying. Rav Chisda is saying, you need molei chut al penei kula, means that you can't have higrim shlish. Because the minute you have higrim shlish, so the chiyus does not come out from a mokim shchita. That means by the shochat shlish, already the chiyus comes out. That does not come out completely from a mokim shchita. So memeila, so that's possible. So you need molei chut apnei kula. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah says no. Molei chut apnei ruba. That means even though the chiyus did not come out from a mokim shchita, but you had a mokim shchita. Roiv of the mokim shchita was pasua, so it's roi that the chiyus could come out. Mais, it didn't come out. It's roi. Maybe you don't even need bechlal that the chiyus should come out from the mokim shchita. You need that roiv of the mokim shchita should be pasua. That is the machloikes. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbon. And that's what Rav Chisda says, that is pshat in the Mishnah. Avo, shochat, shnei shlish. But the case of Rav Huna, Amar Rabasi, if it was shochat, shnei shlish, so here there was a maiser shchita that was mapik the chiyus. The chiyus went out from a mokim shchita. The higrim shlish, and then later it was higrim shlish. Divrei hakol tshere. then everyone holds, afilo the Rabbanan also hold, that it's kosher, dos nam, rubai shel echot kamoyu. That the roif of one simen is like the whole simen. So the Rabbanan also made that rubai kikuloi. So if you shechted roif of the simen, so that was a shchita and roif of the simen, there was enough for kriyusa may roif a simen, so it's finished. So then everyone agrees that there won't be a psul of a grommet. Let's see what Rashi says. Das nam be perik beis, rubai shalechot kamayu. Vim loy shachat, elo roi vasimit, if he only shechted roi vasimit, vaholach loik sheira, and he left, it's kosh alma rubai kekula. Ule inyin agromen amis afilu, he was higrim after roi vasimit, was kashe berubai. So it became kosher already. So it's irrelevant if he was higrim afterwards. Umas nisen diktoni meloi achut al pnei kula, that according to the Chachomim, need reiv achut al pnei kula, limaute higrim shlish tchila. That's what the Mishnah means, kosi. Because there the chiyus did not come out from a mokim shchita. Veloyle mute heiche de agrome besoit. That is what Rav Chisde taught. So we have here machlokes Rav Chisde and Rav Huna. What the machlokes of the Rabbonim and Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda is. Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi holds that everyone agrees that if it was higrim shlish, nafilo shochat shnei shlishi, it's no good. There's no good because the chiyus came out shalei b'mokim shchita. The whole shaila is if it was shochat shnei shlishi v'higrim shlish, then there's a machlokes who say rubi kekula yada. And Rav Chisde says, no, everyone holds Rubi Kekuloi. The Machlokes is, by Higrim Shlish, V'shocha Shnei Shlishi, if, since the chiyus of the animal did not come out through a Mokim Shchita, came out only through a half of a Mokim Shchita, so there we have a Machlokes, that Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda says, Afal Pikein, it's good. It's not necessary that the chiyus has to come out completely from the mokim shchita, as long as you have a mokim shchita shachat shnei shlishi that it's ready to come out from. Rabbanan hold, it's no good. Amale Rav Yosef, man name alone. Now, so, Rav Chisde said that Rabbanan amoide by shochat shnei shlish vehigrim shlish. Because we learned rubai shalachot kamayu. If you shechted roiv of a simen, it's like you shechted the whole simen. So memele here the Rabbanan, that's a davar muskan. Amalei Rav Yosef, man neymalon dahi rubai tahosam, lav Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda k'toni lo. Who told you that this is a davar muskan? Maybe this is only God, this is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, they say Rubai Kekula. Dilma Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Ktonilo. But the Rabbanan don't hold Bechlau the whole concept of Rubai Kekula. And you have to shecht the whole Bahama in order, the whole Kon in order to be Marsha. So Memele, so the Rabbanan hold by Shochat Shnei Shlish, Vigrim Shlish, it's possible. Omalei Abaye, Ota Kol Rubi, Da Alme, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda K'tonilo, what do you mean? The whole concept of Rubi Kekuloi, which we find in whole Shas, is Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sashtik Ta'ira, Fakat, everyone agrees, Rubi Kekuloi. So Fakat, so Shochat Shnei Shlish, Vigrim Shlish, everyone will be Moide. Amalei, So Rav Yosef said, Ana ruba de shchite kamine. I mean, could be in shchite, this is Rav Yosef, Rav Yudas Ashtek Teire. Yishman alu de pligi, there we see there's a machlokes by ruba kekule. So mele, it could be this Mishnah that says, ruba yishalechet kem kamay, it could be this is shchites. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and the Chachamim Achayrek. What does Rashi say? The Hosnan bePerik Beis, Ruba Yishal Echad Kamayu, Ve'im Loishachat El Roiv Asimin, V'holach Loikshera, Alme Ruba Kekula, Linyagon Anami, Oiskashbu, Mesis Nutanim, Moichot Abnekula, Lamute Higim, Shtrila Kosma, Lamute Echad, Agroma Besav, here we said this. Ana ruba de shchite kamine. So Rabbi Yosef said, no, I mean by roi, the ruba kikulay by shchite. Kol tane the ozel be shchite bosa ruba, the tane that holds, that by shchite you go bosa ruba, kamine, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudi, v'laim rabbonon. Tashminu de pligi boho. Because we see there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudi, and the rabbonon. For Omri, the Leislin and Beshita Basarubi, the Chamalad, you don't go Basarai. So Mela could be this Mishnah, Rube Shalachat Kamayu is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yosef's Kash. Now we're going to have the same Sugya, but backwards. The Manda Omrim will going to be Mahapach Manda Omrim. Lishna Achine, Omri lo, Oma Ravune, Oma Ravasi, Machloikes, Shehigrim, Shlish, Bishochat, Shnei Shlish. There we have the Machloikes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbon. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sova, Midi, Dahava, Achatzi, Kone, Pogum. Rabbonon, Hosam mokim shchita hocher lav mokim shchita. You need that the nefesh should go out by mokim shchita. Abo shochat shnei shlish vehigrim shlish di vehakol kshere. Das nan rubei shalachat kamoyu. Maske flora abchise naz mamish vedehepech. Maske vachise man leimulan dohu rubei. Da hosam lav rabi yeshi bavyudektoni lo. Duma rabi yeshi bavyudektoni lo. But the Rabbonon b'chlal don't hold from Rubei Kekulay. Omar le Rav Yosef, Oto kol Rubei da'omar Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda k'tonil, by all roiv, she says Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Omar le ano Rubei de shchite kamine, de shimanu lo de pligi. Fine. So this is the same sugya, but we switch over the man, the Omrim. The second lotion, Rav Hune Omar Ravasi holds that Higrim Shlish Beshochat Shnei Shlishi is good according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and Shochat Shnei Shlishi Higrim Shlishi is good according to Rabbi. Oma Rav Hune, Oma Rav Asi. So Tosfos says, Hainu Rav Asi, Chaveroi Shel Rav Kahane. This Rav Asi is a chover of Rav Kahane, Shehoyu Gdoilim, they were greater than Rav Hune, Velesvorei de Rav Loihoyu Tzrichen. The Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, Moses in Sanhedrin, the bekiyas of Rav they needed. That means Rav knew more yediyas than them. But the svore the Rav loy bidin. The Ravs, they didn't need Rav svores. They could say svores as good as Rav. So they were greater than Rav Hune. Avol Rabbi Asi, but Rabbi Asi, lav haino Rav Asi. This is not Rav Asi. The kotten me Rav Hune hoye. He was less than Rav Hune. Rabbi Ami, the Rabbi Asi, Kahani, Chive,
the Arad Yisrael, Mechav Chayfi Le Ravuna. They were kafuf to Ravuna. So we see Ravuna was greater than Ravasi. So we would never say, Omar Ravuna, Omar Rebbe Yasi. But Omar Ravuna, Omar Ravasi, this is Ravasi who was the times of Rav Kahane, Chaverish Rav Kahane. Dilma Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehudi. So the Gemara said, but Rav Chisda one, Rabbi Yossi based on Rav Chisda, Dilma Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehudi. How can you prove from over there that everyone holds Rubei Kikulai? Dilma Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehudi. Tema. Like Tosis, the Loi Mishani, Rubai Shel Echot, Ainu Veshit. My Echot, Miyuchat Shebesimonim, Keravada Barabad, Lakama Beperik Beis. Tosis asks, the Gemara could have schlugged up this Raya with a different Dichi. Not, it goes according to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe they're speaking about the Veshit. By the Veshit, I say Rubai Kekulai. But by the corner could be, I don't say, Bechlar Rubei Kekula. V'shema Rabbonan Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda pligi beveshet kamay bekone. That means there's no difference between the veshet and the corner. And if they hold by the corner that you don't say Rubei Kekula, you won't say by the veshet either. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish. What's the case over here? Here the case is the yitzias hanefesh was to shchita, but roiv of the mokim shchita is not pasuach. Here we have higrim shlish. V'shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish. Rav Huna Omar Rav Ksheira. Rav Huna Omar Rav said it's kosher. Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Chayfe. Rav Huna Omar Rav Ksheira. Ki nofke chiyuse b'shchita ko nofke. That means the chiyus came out through the second shlish, which was b'mokim shchita, and that is sufficient. There's no halacha v'chlal that roiv of the mokim shchita is to be pasua. The whole halacha is you have to be mapik the chiyus to shchita. So higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, that's sufficient. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, we had before, Rav Huna Omar Rav Asi said, the first lashon Rav Huna Omar Rav Asi, that higrim shlish v'shochat shnei shlishi, it's not good according to anyone. And here he says, higrim shlish v'shochat shlish v'higrim shlish is good. Shem mishamay. So let us see Tosfos. Higrim, Rashi is also going to ask the Kasha, but Rashi is a little complicated. Higrim shlish v'shocha shlish Rav Huna Amar Rav Ksheira. Like Tosfos, v'hod apostle Rav Huna Lerach Higrim shlish v'shocha shnei shlishi, hosam ishmei d'ravasi, hocham ishmei d'rava. Rav Huna is just saying over members. Ravasi held that it's apostle. Rav held that it's kosher. I mean, there's Rav Huna is just saying over what Rav Asi holds and what Rav holds. That's how Tosfos avoids this problem. Now, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Treifa, Be'inen Ruba B'Shchita, V'Leka, you need Ruba B'Shchita. Fine. So Ruba B'Shchita, it means that that roiv of the mokim shchita is to be pasuach. And here, it's roiv shaloi be mokim shchita. It's not sufficient that the maise shchita of a miut
brought about that the nefesh of the behemah was nifka. So we have here a machlokes Rav Huna amar Rav and Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Shachat shlish. What will be the din? Shachat shlish. Vehigrim shlish. Veshachat shlish. The other way around. Shachat shlish. Well, it's not nothing kriyusa. Higrim shlish. Nothing kriyusa. Then he went back with Shachat Shlish. So what do we have over here? We have two Shlish of the Mokim Shchita is Pasuach, but the Chiyas went out Shalai B'Mokim Shchita. Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Ksheir. Rav Yehuda said B'Shem Rav that it's kosher. And Rav Yehuda Omar Rav is consistent. That means you need that the Mokim Shchita. It's irrelevant when how the chiyus came out. We need that roiv of the mokim shchita should be pasua. So here we had shachat shlish and higrim shlish and then shachat shlish. So lemaisa roiv of the mokim shchita is pasua, and that is sufficient. Also shailu le ravune. Now they ask ravune the shaila. Shachat, that he holds that you look what was mapping the chiyus, and the chiyus came out shachat shlish v'higrim shlish to a gromit. Shama Rav Yehuda ikpid. So Rav Yehuda heard that Rav Huna was matrev, so it bothered him. Oma. Tarifne, when I was matrev, the case of higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish. So I said it was treif, because the nafak riyuse from agrome. So then he was marsha. U'marshane, now, I was marsha, Shachat shlish, vehigrim shlish, veshachat shlish, torif, umamish, whatever I say, he says fakert. When Omar Rav Huna, shapika mikpet, he's taken right that I shouldn't have been matrif in this case. Why? For two reasons. That means in this, he said over b'shem Rav that shachat shlish, higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish. So he said b'shem Rav that it's good. He heard it from Rav. I just said a svara that it's no good. Aber lochere, the shaila is if he says this b'shem Rav. Rav knew better than me. So Lechere, he's right, Hake. That Shochet Shlish ve Higrim Shlish, it should be good. Vo'oi ha'ike rube b'shchite. And lemaise roiv is b'shchite. That roiv of the kone b'mokim shchite was nechta. What does Rashi say? Osu shaylu lavuna. Omalu treife. Misvore de nafshe. Omre this, he said misvore de nafshe. Velav mishmei de rav. Midulay komalu hochi kamarav treife. Rav Yehuda omre mishmei de rav. So here, Rav Huna had second thoughts. Rav Yehuda stake right. Here he says it b'shem rav. The first thing I heard from rav, that higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish, I heard from Rav it's koshus. I heard from Rav it's koshus. He says it's treif, but he says also b'shem Rav it's treif, but I heard from Rav it's koshus. But in this case, he's saying from Rav that shachat shlish, higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish, he's saying from Rav that it's koshus. No, he's saying from Rav. And here you have Lemaisa Meire, Haike Rube Vishchite. You have Roy of the Kone Bemokim Shchite was Niftach. Even though the Yitzias HaNefesh was Hayidei Agron. So Mamele, so Rav Huna started changing his mind. Omalei Rav Chizde Loisa Hadabach. Don't change your mind so quickly. The Imkain Mafsadis Lo Lekamaisa. That means the first memre that Higrim Shlish V'shochat Shlish. You said B'shem Rav, you heard B'shem Rav that it is kosher. Hosam my time komachshes. Why? What's the svar over there? This year B'shem Rav. The chinavke chiyuse bechsheira kanavke. You look B'shas, the navke chiyuse. And if it was Higrim Shlish V'shochat Shlish, so the chiyus went out for shchita. So gave me the shon that there were, first was Agroma, but the Chiz did not come out through Agroma. The Chiz came out through Shchita. And that is why Rav said that it's kosher. Ochinami, ki nifke chiyuse b'agroma konafke. So memeil, in this case, you have to be consistent. If you heard from Rav over there that Higrim Shlish v'shochat Shlish, that it's kosher, so here Shochat Shlish v'Higrim Shlish has to be possible. So Memela, you're right, what you said, don't be choyzer. But what does Rashi say? Dimkein, hapsedis lekamaisa. Amrit mishmei darav, the first thing you said, mishmei darav, higrim shlish, vishochat shlish, vigrim shlish, kshayt al melav berube de shchite talye. There's no din that you need, roi v'mokim shchite. Elo, the criteria is, the neipik chiyusa b'shchite, that the chiyus should come out al yedei shchite, the ayin shlish emtza, the middle shlish, that is the make bepatish, that the chiyus leaves the behemah, that should be to shchite, that is sufficient, you don't need more than that. Achinami b'meipik chiyusa boi lemitlet, so you have to be done how the chiyus came out, and in this case, shochat shlish and higrim shlish, bagroma nafke. Fine. So memela, that's the end of this sugya. Now Rashi is going to be moira the horror that Tosfos asked, and is going to say a very difficult teretz. V'chol hanech higrim. The Komri Rav Hune v'Rav Yehuda Hochev. We have here Higrim Shlish, Shochat Shlish, Higrim Shlish, Shochat Shlish, Higrim Shlish, Shochat Shlish. We have here the Komri Rav Hune v'Rav Yehuda Hochev. Lav b'Hagrome v'Rabbonon v'Rav Yosi Komri. They're not going on the Hagrome of the Rabbonon Rav Yosi. V'loy aplukhtayu kaime, and they are not speaking on the machloikes of Rabbonon and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. V'im kain kashe de Rav Hune ad de Rav Hune, or else we have a stir in Rav Hune. Because Rav Hune said before in the first loshi, v'afilu behigrim shlish, v'shochat shnei shlishi, toref Rav Hune la'el l'divrei hakel. We hear the first loshen of the Gemara, Anamed Aleph, that Rav Hune said, higrim shlish, v'shochat shnei shlishi, Rav Hune said, it's treifim. V'chosh kein behigrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish. Allahi aplukte derabonan v'rav yoisi kaim. V'rav hune mishmei derabasi komalo. V'ho amugremes de shipui koive kaim. K'rab chanine v'rav hune mishmei derav komalo. Now, what did Rashi do? Rashi
the kash is the chamur de kekash. Rashi asks, we have a stir in Rav Huna. We have a stir in Rav Huna that here Rav Huna, before Rav Huna held that Higrim Shlish and Higrim Shlish and Shochat Shnei Shlish, Rashi said, B'Shem Rabasi, it's number. And here, Rav Huna says, B'Shem Rav, that Higrim Shlish V'Shochat Shlish is good. That's the problem. So Taisus avoided the kasha. Rav Huna is powder. Rav Huna is just saying over what Rabasi holds, what Rav holds. That's what Taisus said. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, we're talking about two different hagromas. The Gemara before is speaking about the machlokes of the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. And there we're speaking about that he was shochat with Abbas HaGdoyla, and he was seeking him into the Koiva. So there the din is, if Higrim Shlish, forget about it. Higrim Shlish, Rav Huna, Omar Ravasi said that the Shechita won't help anymore because a chelik of the chiyus came out, Shaloi b'mokim Shechita. We're going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud. Here we're going according to Chanina ben Antignes. So we're speaking about that he was Higrim from the Shitri Koiva. Here's the different. So, Kan Shayel Aben, Machloikis between Rab Chanina ben Antignes and the Rabban Rab Yosef Yud is where the Mokim Hagrom is. He goes a little further. But what is the difference between according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, if it was Higrim Shlish, it's no good because a chelik of the chiyus came out, the Shaloi b'mokim shchita, that's why Rav Huna said it's no good. See, it's also the same thing. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Mashaya Sakasha, he says, what is Rashi saying over here? Rashi is saying that here Rav Huna Marav is going according to Chanina ben Antignes, and somehow according to Chanina ben Antignes, it doesn't matter Higrim Shlish. Right. Whatever the lumdus is. So fact the Masha, he doesn't say Kozain any Shaival is the Masha. Because we heard, and that Yud Chesam of Aleph, Rav Paskin, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Rav Shmuda Mitzvah Elochik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you tell me that Rav is going according to Rav Chanina ben Antignes, and according to Rav Chanina ben Antignes, everything is good. That goof is difficult to understand. However, what's the difference between Rav Chanina ben Antignes and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? The shaila is where the Mokim Agrom is, but what's the difference? But number two, how can you say Rav is going alibe the Rav Chanina ben Antignes, Rav Paskin according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? So the Bible will remain with these two kashas.